Key witnesses are taking the stand in the Kealoha public corruption trial this week. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Nick Ruby on the line today. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you just poked your head out of the courthouse. So what's the latest? Who's on the stand now?
I did, yes. So we have Gerard Puana's niece, not Catherine Kealoha, but a different niece by the name of Jeanette DeMello, who's on the witness stand right now. And the focus of her testimony really involves June 27th, 2011, arrest of Gerard Puana for unlawful entry into a house. Now, Ms. DeMello just said that she received a phone call from Catherine Kealoha before the arrest, warning her that her uncle Gerard was about to be arrested and that she should take her little sister with her and get out of there in case something bad was going to happen. This arrest is important because more evidence will likely be presented later by prosecutors that will allege that Catherine Kealoha then made unlawful entry into Gerard Puana's house to root around and take some things without a search warrant, along with possibly other officers from the Honolulu Police Department.
Is she the only one that's been on the stand so far this morning?
No, we had a couple other police officers. One, Chad Gibo, who was involved with making the arrest of Gerard Puana on that day, and another, Sean Naito, who was the head of the criminal intelligence unit at that time. Now, Naito had said that he was called to the chief's house in 2011 once to check out a broken window on his front door, and that initially the chief didn't tell him who it was, but a few days later said, hey, it was Gerard Puana. Or he thought that it could have been Gerard Puana who might have done it. Of course, he didn't say that at the time that they were in a family dispute over money. But what Mr. Naito then said is him and the CIU conducted 24-hour surveillance on Puana for about a week. Now, again, for your listeners to understand, this is 2011, 2 years before the Kealoha's mailbox was stolen, which, of course, is what this trial is about. But as prosecutors have been trying to lay out, is that the Kealohas have wanted to get Gerard Puana for a while.
And I know that your article today details the testimony of a key witness, Niall Silva, yesterday. He pled guilty for his part in this alleged frame-up.
Yeah, Niall Silva is quite an important character in all of this. He was the first Honolulu police officer to admit to falsifying reports and lying to investigators. He also lied on the witness stand during Gerard Puana's criminal trial. And his testimony, I think, is critical for the prosecution, because basically he says that what was happening with the mailbox at least in his view. And when he walked into the courtroom the day he was supposed to testify during Gerard's criminal trial, he said he looked at Gerard and his heart sank because he realized that the guy in the video stealing the mailbox didn't look at anything like the guy who was sitting there on criminal trial for the theft of that mailbox.
Right, and I know many of us have seen that surveillance video, and you folks have it posted up again on your website for people who haven't. Kind of key to this whole case.
Yeah, I mean, that surveillance video has been shown numerous times in the courtroom. I have a feeling we're going to see it a lot more in the coming weeks as the case unfolds, and we're going to hear a lot more about other people, including probably Gerard Puana, saying that not me.
And do you have a sense as to who else is going to be on the stand this afternoon?
Not really. I mean, the prosecution has been keeping a pretty tight lid on that and has been telling the defense usually the night before. Of course, there's been some talk about Alexander Silvert taking the witness stand today. He was Gerard Puana's defense attorney in the criminal case. But there's no guarantee, really. It sort of depends on how quickly they get through some of these other witnesses.
Yes, yeah, we did talk with him, and we had him in our studios just before the trial started. But yeah, lots of interesting stuff that will come out. But thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
That was reporter Nick Ruby with today's Reality Check. To read his stories on the Kealoha trial, visit civilbeat.org.